Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming program author Mara Pearl, and she is the winner of the 2019 Top Female Author Awards in the fiction category. Mara, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm particularly great having been given this fantastic honor.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
My writing journey began when I was very, very young. I'm a writer and a performer. At age 3, I thought the hearth in front of the fireplace was a stage. So I wrote and performed a show every night. My parents rolled their eyes, but they also understood because they had both been performers. And I think I've written something almost every day since my preteen years, whether it was poetry or song lyrics, stories, articles, scripts, and eventually novels. So my novel series actually began as a radio drama series that was a surprise hit on BBC radio. And that led to interest from publishers. And now the novels have won more than 30 awards and hit a few bestseller lists. So after 20 years, I'm an overnight success.
So who do you write for?
I write primarily for women and for evolved men. So there's women's fiction and men's fiction. And it's not like it's two buckets, but imagine as a continuum. I once debated, there's a wonderful men's fiction author named Andrew Clavin, and we were going to be speaking at the Ventura Book Festival. So I asked if he'd like to debate women's fiction versus men's fiction. At first he said, hey, there's no such thing as men's fiction. And I said, there is, if there's women's fiction. So we had a good time identifying. Let's say women's fiction has more of a lingering sense over details. Men's fiction has more velocity, perhaps more plot-driven, where women's fiction tends to be more character-driven. And there are many books in many locations on that spectrum. For me, though, I am more toward the women's fiction zone.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your books?
Yes, I would. I think what I'm writing about is, what is your core purpose? And are you living it? And if not, why not? And if not now, when? If you undertake this kind of a journey, you being, you know, any person, you'll come across your snarls. Places in life where things got tangled for one reason or another. So the story is also about unwinding your snarls, facing your faults, working to do better, making amends where you can.
So what does it mean to you to be one of the top female authors this year?
Oh, well, first I felt a shockwave go through me. And then I was just humbled by the honor of being lifted up by peers, by people who take reading and writing seriously. And then I was just excited and encouraged. You know, sometimes when I undertake a new novel, I feel, what? I can't write a book. What was I thinking? And then I'll look at the shelf and surprised that there are some books that have my name on them. So apparently I did write a book. I mean, writing a book is hard. It's daunting. It's huge. It's a huge project. Receiving an award like this is reassuring and it's encouraging. It's wind in my sails. So I have indeed started the next book.
So why are your books categorized as women's fiction?
Let's say in Jane Austen's time, women's fiction was fiction written by women. Now it is fiction written for women. And though most of its authors are women, some are not, like Nicholas Sparks, for example, prime example of someone who writes in this genre. It really is one of the largest and most popular genres in the country with about 40 million readers. Romance is a subset of Williams fiction, and it has been acknowledged for a long time, but it has very specific requirements. You know, the two characters, and they overcome obstacles, and they wind up happy at the end. Women's fiction tends to be more complex and less predictable.
So in your opinion, what value does reading add to the already too busy life of people in today's world?
Oh, too busy is a really good description of how our world is today. The reason to read these days, I think, is simple, but it's profound. It has to do with, are we running our world or is the world running us? My point is that we have to take time to think, to do our own thinking. Reading thoughtfully supports our capacity to reflect and consider and make actual choices rather than just reacting to the next thing that's thrown at us.
So what do you think readers are looking for when they decide to read a book?
My theory is that we each have a reader meter, a line drawn from one end is reading for fun and the other end is reading to learn. And I really think everyone needs a total escape sometimes. And reading can get you that. Just, you know, pure fun. Think about other people's problems, not your own. And on the other end, there are self-help books, let's say, for every subject you can imagine, or memoirs that might instruct us on exactly what we are working on. So reading is a part of life that supports us. It feeds the mind, it feeds the soul, kind of a way of mentally putting our feet up to recover from the crazy, busy world.
So why should anyone read fiction, in your opinion?
This is one of the questions I love. I was speaking at a conference one time, and another speaker actually said from the stage, don't bother reading fiction. Someone just made it up. I really wanted to tackle him or challenge him backstage. So here, I believe, is the difference between nonfiction and fiction. Nonfiction is about facts. Fiction is about truth. So story is how we understand ourselves and our world. What do we do when we meet up with friends and catch up? We tell stories. They might not really be completely factual because they're weighted with our own values and perspectives and how we remember them. So story is this lens, a lens through which we look at life more deeply. I think that's how we come to understand ourselves. So when you read about a character who's tackling an issue, you see how to do it yourself or how not to do it yourself. You reflect on that process. You consider your issues and you start to unwind your snarls, as I mentioned earlier.
So what interests you the most when you're writing?
People and the choices they make. I mean, here's an anecdote. I was having lunch with a friend in an airport and in came this family. They were all wearing matching vests and I was just intrigued with this. Couldn't keep my eyes off them. My friend and I made a bet. I said, I bet that woman sewed all those vests for her family, and I bet she has done it for every major holiday of the year. And my friend said, no way. So we bet lunch, and then we were too hesitant to go and ask her. So we asked our server to ask her, do you have vests for St. Patty's Day and Thanksgiving and so forth? Yes, she said. She had made vests for every holiday of the year. And so I thought about that, and I thought, she had a 12-year-old, and you could see that he was so done with wearing the vest, he was about to say, okay, Mom, this is the last time I'm wearing the vest. But this was her tribe. This was her way of expressing connection, belonging, a sense of family, a sense of I love you, and you have a place to go when you need to face the world. And anyway, I was just intrigued by the heart of this woman caring so much about her family and finding, using her creativity to find a way to express that. People do this in myriad ways, and I'm always intrigued by why people do what they do.
Now, you're also a performer. How do you balance writing and performing?
You know, it was sort of a dilemma for a long time. I think well-meaning people, as I was growing up and going to school and starting to get jobs, people would say, you really ought to give up the writing and just focus on acting, or the opposite, give up the acting, focus on writing. And every time I tried to do that, I'd get a job from the other side of the equation. One day, I was coming out of an audition in Los Angeles, waiting for my car. In LA is a car town, and many of the office buildings, you have to use a valet. Well, the person standing next to me waiting for his car was Alan Alda. I couldn't really pretend I didn't know who he was, so I said, "Mr. Alda, I'm a fan." And he said, "You know, aw shucks." And I said, "But I have a question for you." And then he got very focused. He said, "Yes." I said, "How do you balance being a writer and an actor and a director and a producer?" And he said, "Oh, I did all that acting so that I could figure out how to write." And I felt as though he really helped me solve my life as he drove away. And I realized my writing makes me a better performer. My performing makes me a better writer. So I am a true, as we say in LA, I'm a hyphenate. And it really works for me. It's not for everyone, but it's very synergistic for me. And it helped to understand that I needed to embrace them both.
What's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your books?
I think the most rewarding thing, Don, is when a reader says the story touched them. It made them understand something in a new way. It touched their heart. It inspired them. That's really, I think, what I write for. And mostly, I just have to trust that my work is reaching and touching and inspiring others. And in a way, that's why an award means so much. Because a lot of readers don't have the time or don't take the time to share their reaction. When you do a play, the audience is right there and you know immediately whether you have reached them. Writing is very different. You've written something weeks, months, even years before those words reach an audience. And that audience of readers is having a private experience when they read and you don't know what their experience is. So it's very meaningful when I get feedback.
How would you describe your writing style?
Well, it's narrative voice and it's dialogue combined, which exactly reflects what we were just talking about, where it's the writing and it's the performing. I mean, I wrote my book series sort of backwards. You might say most people would write a book first and then it gets made into a film. In my case, I wrote this radio drama first. So the entire story was written in dialogue to begin with. Then I had to learn narrative voice in order to make sense of the context, the descriptions of place and subtext. So I don't know if that's really exactly what you were looking for, nor if that really describes a style. But dialogue, both between characters and in inner dialogue, is quite an important part of my stories. And I'm actually kind of excited because we're going to start a podcast of the original radio drama in the States for the first time on September 9th. So it will really be featuring that core dialogue that began the story.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's just my name, marapearl.com.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
MaraPurl.
This has been just great. Our guest today has been Mara Pearl, and she is the winner of the 2019 Top Female Author Awards in the fiction category. Mara, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Don. Thank you so much.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. The Author Show podcast can be accessed at any time by visiting theauthorshow.com. Selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. If you're an author who would like to be featured, just visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we may contact you. Marketing is seldom easy for authors, and The Author Show is a great way to promote your work worldwide using a high-quality interview that can make a real impact. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. TheAuthorsShow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.